Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Viger with you. Eight people have already lost their lives on Far Northern roads so far this year. It comes as investigations into the death of a 24-year-old Bentley Park man are continuing. Police say he was travelling on Bicentennial Road on Friday morning around 1:20 a.m. when his white Kia Carnival left the road and rolled into a creek. The man was found deceased at the scene, and anyone who saw the vehicle in the Edmonton or Bentley Park area around that time is urged to get in touch with police. Frustrated youth crime victims will again rally, demanding action by the state government. Our reporter Rosie O'Brien has the story.
Voice for Victims organisers say locals continue to be let down by the system and that juveniles are re-offending without adequate consequences. So it's asked its 7.5 thousand members to march tomorrow to send the government the message that immediate action is needed. Those planning on attending the rally are asked to meet at 10:30 a.m. at Queen's Park in Brisbane before heading to Parliament House. If you can't make it, supporters are asked to paint the town yellow, tying a yellow ribbon on trees, letterboxes and the likes, taking photos and posting to socials.
And an e-petition to save the Mosman Mill has received around 5,000 signatures. Queenslanders far and wide are urging the state government to preserve the local sugar mill, stressing the need for a means to crush this season's crops. Cane Growers claims the potential collapse of the Mosman Mill will devastate Far Northern agriculture, employment and local businesses. The e-petition closed yesterday. Taking a look at local sport, there was no glory for the North Queensland Cowboys for the NRL's Anzac round at the weekend. Round 8 saw our boys in blue get off to a slow start against the Penrith Panthers, trailing 4 points to 18 at half time. The Cowboys managed to turn things around in the second half, but it wasn't enough, with the final score favouring the Panthers, 26 points to 20. Meantime, second rower Jake Gosheski has been released from his contract with the club on compassionate grounds.